Hello, my friends. Patrick Kincaid here from Master Private Label. Welcome to our podcast today. One of the most commonly heard terms and, keywords that we hear all the time is keywords. And in my experience over the years I've been selling private label on Amazon, this is the most important topic that drives your sales on Amazon. So understanding your keywords and understanding the market that you're in and the keywords that get you into that market and get you the most eyeballs and the right eyeballs on your product is just super important, and it can make or break you. So after having spent thousands of hours doing my own keyword research, as well as hundreds and upwards of almost a thousand other sellers' keyword jobs over the years, I have come to understand not only how important keywords are, but how to use them, how to find them, how to put them in my listing and in my sponsored ads, and how to put them to use best to get the best results. And it's a part of Amazon selling that a lot of sellers, in fact, most of them that are not surviving after a year, are missing the boat on. So a super important topic today. I'm just going to give you a introduction, which might be a deeper dive than you'd get most places, but it's an introduction, and I will be adding to this topic in future episodes. Okay, so without further ado, let's get busy. So keywords go by many terms. Keywords, key phrases, keywords can actually be more than just a keyword. It can be keywords. And that's why I most often call them key phrases. And Amazon, in certain places, will call them keywords, and in other places, will call them search terms. For instance, on the Amazon sponsored ad system, you have keywords are what you put in, and that's what you're targeting. And what the customers are actually searching for is customer search terms. They all have to do with the same thing, okay? It's the words, individual words and phrases in your listing that are in your title, your bullets, your description, and on the back end, that when people search either on Amazon or even on Google, it's how the algorithm, the Amazon catalog, knows to match your product in the search results with what they searched for. So when someone goes and types in fuse beads in the Amazon search, the catalog looks through all of those products in the catalog that have been indexed for fuse beads. Now, indexed means that you have the words in your listing somewhere, and the Amazon system has gone through, as they do on an ongoing basis, and they've determined that, okay, your listing indexes for these 2,000 key phrases. And if one of those was fuse beads, then when someone goes and searches fuse beads, then the catalog already knows that you're indexing for that, and they put you in the results displayed according to your sales ranking for that keyword. Okay? So that's keywords, key phrases, search terms in a nutshell. Excuse me. So taking this one step deeper, we have an explanation of keywords is actually, and this is my explanation, I equate keywords to markets. You have groups of your ideal customer out there who are searching for all the same terms. So it's a market. It's a group of customers can equate to a keyword. So in our example, fuse beads. So there's people out there who are looking for fuse beads. They're only looking for fuse beads. That's what they're typing in. So that's an actual market of customers who want fuse beads. Okay? So your keyword, if chosen right, can actually be a reflection of your actual market of customers. If you get it specific enough. Not too specific, but specific enough. Okay? So for example, if Vicky in California is looking for melty fuse beads, she is from a market of anybody out in the world who's shopping, and shopping specifically on Amazon in our case, since we are Amazon sellers, who's looking for melty fuse beads. People who want melty fuse beads. People who are using melty fuse beads. And if we sell what she's looking for and we are indexing for that term, then our listing will show up for that term. Okay. So this goes back to what I push all the time. And that is you really got to understand your customers and what they want. That's what this is all about with keywords, is figuring out what search terms they are looking for, which is based on what they want, and providing it to them. And then matching keywords in your listing with what you're providing. So the right customers find you when they're doing the exact searches that your listing is set up for. Okay? So we want to be at the top of the search for Melty Fuse beads in this case. And so understanding your keywords and getting the right ones in there is the first step towards your more and more sales for your product, because you need to know which keywords to go after and which ones you are most relevant for, which ones that you can rank best for, in order to be able to pull this off over time and be able to move to the top of the rankings for Melty Fuse beads, for instance. And you want to make sure that you're really going after those search terms that have the highest search volume. So another definition here is search volume. Now, we typically use the Helium 10 suite of products, and they have search volume all over the place in all the tools. And so if you go into Cerebro or Magnet in Helium 10, or if you're using the X-Ray plugin or Black Box, they all have a spot in there where search volume is shown. And what that number is, so let's say for Melty Fuse beads, our search volume, if we did an X-Ray search on that, after we searched Melty Fuse beads in Amazon, in the Amazon catalog, if we ran the X-Ray tool, it would show us at the top of the page, the search volume is 2,350. What that number means is 2,350 customers per month sit down on Amazon.com and they search for Melty Fuse beads. So there's 2,350 people that are your potential customers per month that you now want to go out. If you have Melty Fuse beads, you want to go out and try to get their business. So you need to let the catalog know that this high search volume term, which 2350 is, that's a decent kind of low-hanging fruit amount of search volume. You need to let the catalog know by putting Melty Fuse beads in your listing that you are worthy of that search term. Now, the only way to get more worthy over time is to sell to people who search for Melty Fuse beads. Okay, and that increases your ranking. Higher ranking, higher placement in the catalog, more sales. More sales means higher ranking, means better placement in the catalog, means more sales. It's this big wheel you get on, okay? And it feeds into your sponsored ads as well, because the more sales you get for a search term, the better chance you have of getting a top sponsored ad spot higher on the page, on page one versus page four. The better ranked you are, which came from more sales for that search term, then the better chances you have of getting a good ad spot. And that helps get you more sales attributed to Melty Fuse beads, which then gets you higher ranking, and it's just a big wheel, okay? Your ultimate goal is to be able to go have someone go search Melty Fuse beads, if that's your one of your top targeted keywords. Have someone go search Melty Fuse beads, and you pop up top sponsored ad, top brand ad at the top, used to be called headline ads, top organic listing, and so on and so forth, where your product listing is blasted all over that page because you sold or you sell on an ongoing basis the most for that keyword. You sell the most of any of your competitors to those 2,350 people who search for Melty Fuse beads. Now, the rankings and the ad placement are different for every single individual search term, every single individual keyword or key phrase or search term, whatever you're going to call them. Okay. So I know this is elementary for some of you, but it is crucial to understand this, what I just went through. And so given that understanding, now we know that we need to go out if we're going to succeed with our product. And we need to find out what our top search terms that we want to target are. And then we need to find out what, so that, so I usually roll with it. I like to go for the top five search terms, and that's where I really put those in my title. And I really go after those in my exact match and my phrase match in, campaigns in sponsored ads. And then I have my next 20 or so, which I call my secondary terms. And I put those, some in my title, but mostly in my bullets. And then I have my tertiary or third group of search terms, which may be, you know, upwards of 300 or 400 additional key phrases. And I sprinkle those throughout wherever I can fit them, my description, maybe some of my key and my bullets, and on the back end as well. And then I have a hidden group that I roll with, and sometimes I'll include brand names. We're not supposed to, but I sneak those in if I can get away with it, and as well maybe other language like Spanish terms, Spanish search terms. I'll put those in my hidden category. And a lot of my hiddens go in my keyword field or my search term field on the back end of my listing. When I go edit my listing, you can see that that keyword field. It used to be called search term, now it's called keyword. Okay, so that's how all the keywords I'll pull up for are all determined through my research based upon search volume and relevancy. I'll put them in one of those three categories: primary, secondary, or tertiary, or hidden. So four categories. Okay. Now, tools for this is Cerebro and Magnet and Helium 10. Those are integral, very important tools to be used. I suggest you go into Cerebro and go into Magnet if you're a Helium 10 user and you have not done so yet, and find that learn button at the top of any screen. When you're in Helium 10, you can go click on the learn button with a little movie camera icon, and there's a lot of videos in there that can teach you all about how their tool works and how we can use it to carry out our keyword research. Okay. Now I go into in depth with my clients to teach these tactics and to teach my clients all about keyword research. And I like to know, and I like to teach first time sellers, especially who haven't really gone into a deep dive keyword research, I like them to see what that's all about one time. Even if they're going to hire that out, if they're going to hire out to do your keyword research, if you're going to hire out to do make the listing from that keyword research to somebody else to do it, I always like to teach my clients how to understand what's going on first, because it's really important. And then you can use your keyword research results. You're going to be using them over time for your PPC ad activity. So understanding this whole keyword research world is very important to your future success. Okay. Okay. So go in there, go to Magnet and Cerebro, learn all about how to use those tools. Make sure you get a system to do your keyword research, or that you are using a vetted keyword researcher / copywriter. Okay. I have one that I particularly like to use. I have a link to her service, Marketing Words, on our resources page at masterprivatelabel.com. So feel free to visit there, masterprivatelabel.com/resources. And this has been a quick introduction, but kind of a deep explanation of keywords and keyword research. I hope it has been helpful. As I said, in future podcast episodes, I will go deeper into how we actually will put keywords to use when carrying out our product research, for instance. How we can know that we're going after, we're looking at the right reflection of the market of whatever product that we are researching to determine if that product is a good product to sell or not. I will be discussing how to use keywords to figure that out. So we really get a good idea that we are looking at the right data for the product that we're considering to sell, so we can really understand if it's a good product to sell or not. So I'll be covering that in future podcast episodes. And for now, let's just leave this be. You have been introduced to keywords. Thanks for being with me today. Again, visit masterprivatelabel.com if you have any questions or if you'd like a free training. We are offering up all we can to help sellers. Okay? Private label sellers especially. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate you. I wish you all the best in your business endeavors, and let's just keep trudging onward and upward as we go. Thanks. Take care.